Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Back in the day when you were younger, we're talking before cell phones. Mm-hmm. What happened when the phone rang at dinner time? Did your parents let you answer it? Were you just supposed to let the phone ring? Did they answer it? Mm-hmm. Tell them, no, they can't come to the phone. What we want to know what you did. What was your situation back in the day?
See, it sucked in my house because sometimes we just let it ring, but we didn't have an answering machine. So if the person on the other end didn't hang up, it just rang and rang. Because the person was stubborn on the other end. I really need to talk to them.
Or else, I think I hear them coming.
Exactly, you know? Sometimes, though, my parents would answer it. And if it was for the kids, they'd be like, sorry, it's dinner time, they'll call you back.
Yeah.
But if it was for my mom and dad, they got to go chat with them. It was so unfair.
How rude.
Like, they'd be like, no, they'll call you back. And then they'd get mad at my friends. Oh, it was that Mike kid again. You got to tell him to stop calling during supper time. And then, oh, Cheryl, hello. Oh, I got time. Me, my brother, and my sister would be like, this is garbage. Like, not fair. We had a family meeting about it, and we lost, obviously.
Obviously.
So, yeah.
Ours was the same. We were not allowed to answer it. My parents would.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, before he answered it, would always have a few choice words.
Yes,
don't they know it's dinner time? Hello. And then, oh, no, she's eating supper. She'll call you back. But always just that absolute annoyance of, don't they know we're eating?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Dad? They might not.
They don't. Like, we always ate super late in our house. And my dad, exact same thing. Don't they know we're eating? No, Dad, it's 8:30. Of course they don't know. You hit the nail on the head there with the whole parents getting mad and then changing their tone of voice.
Yeah.
Like, they can go from 0 to 100. So, hello? It's like, is that a superpower that all parents just automatically get?
We're talking Coke right now.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Not the drug.
Probably good to preface that.
Let's clarify that for you. We asked this question on the Cruise Facebook page because it's always a relevant question. It can be talked about 6 months ago. Talk about it again today. People are very passionate about their Coca-Cola. And we saw this list that somebody had posted on the old internet ranking the best Cokes. McDonald's Coke number one.
Mm-hmm.
Fountain Coke number two. Those are the same things
because
they both come out of a fountain.
No, they're not. McDonald's Coke is different.
No, I'm just saying the way they're distributed.
Mm-hmm. But it's still different. McDonald's does something to their Coke that makes it taste like 10 times better. I don't know what it is.
Calm down. I was just saying one and two are the same because they both come out of those things you put your cup against.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, McDonald's Coke is different. Canned Coke came in at number three.
No.
Glass Coke is number four, which is harder to find nowadays.
Yeah.
And bottled Coke, number five.
Do you agree with this list?
First of all, my list would all have to be Diet Cokes.
Okay.
But I do agree with number one. McDonald's is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Fountain Diet Coke in general, pretty delicious.
Yeah.
Canned Coke for me would be number two. I love Diet Coke in a can. Glass, number four. Bottled, number five.
Can of Coke, number two?
Yeah.
It gets so warm, though, after like 7 minutes. If you drink Coke outside on a summer day out of a can, like the first two sips, delicious.
I put it in a glass with some ice.
Yeah, but that's not drinking it out of a can, then.
But it's from a can in a glass.
That doesn't count.
Oh, you're right. That changes it.
It changes it.
See, the other thing about this Coca-Cola subject is that, yes, maybe this is the list of one to five, but then it also goes into, like, if it is a fountain Coke, how much ice do you put in it?
Exactly.
Ice or no ice? Ice is a huge factor for it, obviously. The temperature of the room you're in.
Mm-hmm. What kind
so
of ice, too?
So many factors.
Big ice cubes, small ice cubes.
Totally.
Which makes it better. People are really picky about their Coke. On our Facebook page, we have like 50 comments of people who are like, no, it's better this way. No, it's better this way. But the best answer is Andrea's. Taco Time actually has the best Coke, but only the Taco Time on 8th. On 22nd, it's not as cold or fizzy.
Interesting.
People very picky about their Coca-Cola, apparently.
I like June's answer. She's like, Coke sucks, but it's only good mixed with rye.
McDonald's Coke. There's something in there that makes it taste super delicious.
Well, Wayne gave us a phone call and said it had to do with the temperature of the lines.
Yeah.
Sean on Facebook here is saying, too, they have a contract that makes sure it tastes the same everywhere. So things like the delivery system, the amount of ice when they pour the drink, the straw diameter, the amount of CO2, all very, very important for McDonald's.
Well, on the text, 306-938-0963, Michael said it's because they add more syrup to the mixture to account for the melted ice. So there are three different conspiracy theories out there. None of them are probably right. Probably some other random thing that's going on. Also on that Coca-Cola power rankings, McDonald's 1, Fountain Coke number 2, Canned Coke number 3, Coke from a glass number 4, bottled Coke number 5.
Yeah, bottled needs to be at the bottom.
Bottled's bad. There's something about it. I don't know.
This is something that I didn't see on the list yet, but I think I need to contribute, is Coke or Diet Coke in my instance with no ice. I love my friends over at A&W. Love me a teen burger every once in a while, but I need ice in my pop.
Do ya?
And I know they don't serve it with ice because they say it dilutes the wonderful flavor of a root beer. I get that, but I'm sorry. I need ice in my pop.
See, I am the same way, but for a different, very specific inside joke reason. My dad, whenever we would go out to eat, he would always like his water without ice. So he would tell the server, "Can I have a water with no ice? I'm allergic."
Good one, Dad.
Because, yeah, it's water, ice. And sometimes the server would be like, "Oh my goodness, I'll make sure that there's ice in there." And he would just, he'd do the classic arms crossed dad face, like, "Yeah, I gotcha." And that's why I need to have ice in my drinks, so I never become my dad in that way. I'd love to become my dad in many other ways.
It's not that.
WWE superstar Lacey Evans. She got pulled over in Edmonton. WWE was doing a show there. She got pulled over for a speeding ticket, and she was not too happy about it.
That's not a citation, is it?
No, it's a violation ticket for speeding me. It's Lacey, right?
Do you know who I am?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm Lacey Evans, and I do not rate that ticket, so you can go ahead.
Lacey Evans.
WWE superstar, and you should know exactly who I am.
Sorry, ma'am, I don't. So here's the ticket information on the back.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So. You nasty thing. I'll pay the ticket.
Okay, well, have a good day.
Well, you have a terrible day, sir. Canada is terrible, and I can't wait to get back.
Welcome to Edmonton.
So first of all, slow clap for that police officer.
Yeah.
Like, to deal with that, they have to deal with that kind of stuff on a daily basis. And he's so calm and so funny about it. Welcome to Edmonton. Ah, he won that round.
Absolutely. And whenever someone does the, "Do you know who I am?" You are just instantly digging a hole because you know what? Clearly they don't. Or else they would have been like, "Wow, are you that chick from the show, the wrestling?" They would have probably said something.
Yeah.
As soon as you bring that out, you look like an instant jerk because you're pumping yourself up for no reason. And, "Oh, do you know who I am? You should know exactly who I am." Why should he? Not everybody watches wrestling. It's a pretty niche thing. It's not like...
Before you get all angry here, okay? Because I can tell you're angry. A lot of people are angry about this. This is her shtick. She's in character. Lacey Evans is what you would call a heel in wrestling. So she's like a bad girl. People don't like her. She gets paid for people not to like her in the ring. And now she's doing exactly that. And she's going viral. And she's getting all this free publicity. This is fake. Like, it's totally fake. She's playing it up. It's her character. People are like, "How could you actually be like that?" It's just her character.
Well, okay, well, see, now I hate her even more. And also, are you telling me that wrestling's not real, Clayton?
I hate to break this to you, Stacey, but wrestling's kind of fake.
Wow.
And by kind of, I mean like 100%.
I wanted to talk about an article that got me quite excited. It was talking about a snack belt. At first glance, you know how when you see an article, they give you a very condensed version, and then once you open the article, there's the full headline?
Yeah.
I saw something about a snack belt, and I was like, "Ooh, what is that? Is it actually like something you wear around your waist that's packed with snacks?"
That's the dream right there.
It sounds like it would be, and it's not. It is something pretty cool, though. It's basically a ridge of trees that some students from the U of S and other community members have planted, and it's going to help with erosion along the riverbank there, but also provide snacks. Fruit for people to eat on the trails when they're walking.
Cool.
So that's kind of a fun idea. 210 trees being planted, ranging from different things like dwarf sour cherries, dwarf apples, gooseberries, and of course everyone's favorite, Saskatoon berries. And yeah, obviously it's going to take a little while for those to start producing. But I was really excited. I was like, "Ooh, maybe they're going to plant like peach trees or cherry trees." And then I remembered where we live.
Yeah, you can't grow those here, Stacey.
No.
Can't grow those here. I'm always looking for new date ideas. Now that I'm married, you got to spice things
up. Keep
your
love alive.
You know, yeah, you got to keep doing different things. You can't just sit in your sweatpants and watch Netflix every night. You know, you got to do different things.
You can't?
No, you can't.
Oh.
I know.
Dang it.
I know. But this is a great little date idea. You go down to the snack belt, you have some delicious fruits, and take some photos by the trees and stuff like that.
Well, doesn't that sound lovely?
It could kill an hour. I don't know. I'm just disappointed that it's not an actual utility belt filled with snacks. Fun fact about Stacey and I here, we are always amazed at the things that excite us on a Monday morning. For example, I went 4-for-4 in my fantasy football leagues yesterday.
I'm amazed at that.
I know you are. I know you are. On the flip side of things, Stacey comes in and says, I read this article that said that typewriters are coming back. Like, typewriters are more and more popular now. And I'm like, oh!
It's exciting times here at Cruise
FM. Cool. Like, typewriters, apparently, they are making a comeback?
Yes, they are. And this is exciting for me. Well, I should mention it's old school typewriters. You know, the kind that has the little ribbon of ink that you need to still do what have you, and the dinging of the paper and what all that fun stuff.
That was a perfect impression of a typewriter, by the way.
Thank you.
I can't do it.
And I guess it's even more popular right now with writers. They're liking to sit down at a typewriter and type out their memoirs, their books, whatever they happen to be doing. And this excites me for one specific reason. Back when I lived in Calgary, I lived in an apartment building. And at the back, by the dumpster, one day when I took out the garbage, I found a black case, a hard-covered black case. And I was like, what is this? I'm a bit of a snoopy, nosy, inquisitive person. So, of course, I opened it. And inside is this beautiful baby blue typewriter, ivory keys. Mm-hmm. It's got paper inside. It's got some replacement ribbons just sitting there by the dumpster.
Wow.
Scoop that bad boy up. Mm-hmm. And I've taken it with me in all my moves since then, which was like back in early 2000s. And so I have this typewriter that I just feel is going to be worth something someday. It weighs like 25 pounds. I do not know why it is so heavy. And Sean, every time we move, he's like, seriously, can we get rid of this? And I'm like, no, it's going to be worth something someday. Long story short, I'm basically winning at life because I have this typewriter.
So, quick recap. You found a typewriter 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's super heavy, and you've been hauling it around for 15 years, and it's been taking up space in your house, and you have not used it once.
Of course not.
Yeah, you're super winning at life. Weird question for you, Stacey.
Sure.
When you're looking to burn some calories, what's your go-to way of doing that? It's like, are you a treadmill person? Are you a sit-ups person?
I don't think I have an answer for that question. No. We have a treadmill in the basement.
Yeah.
Don't tell him. Let's not. Hopefully my husband's not listening, Sean, because it's a touchy subject. Hasn't been used in a while.
Okay.
But if I did have to give a real answer, I'd say walking or running.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do you put clothes on your treadmill?
No.
Oh, well, then it's getting no use. I was about to save the day for you. Like, well, as long as you hang clothes on it, technically it's still being used.
No.
Chess is apparently a great way to burn some calories. In 2018, there was this big international chess competition. They measured the heart rates of some of the players, and some lost like 560 to 600 calories playing a two-hour game of intense chess. Now, it's not like chess against your grandma or grandpa where you're just sitting there chatting, doing nothing. It's like an intense game of I want to win this game of chess so badly. You can burn 600 calories playing a game of chess.
Yeah, but you still have to play 2 hours of chess. I would actually rather go for a run.
We're having a good time on the first day of fall.
Yes.
I love it because it's cloudy. Can't get me now, son.
Oh, yeah.
Gingers everywhere are rejoicing. Redheads love the fall, but why do you love the fall?
There are two reasons mainly why I love the fall. Number one, the colors.
Okay.
Obviously, summertime, I love green. Green is my favorite color, hands down. Grass, leaves, shrubs, bushes, what have you. I love that. But then when the fall comes along, all that mixture of green, yellow, orange, red, rust, what have you. I'm saying what have you an awful lot.
Yeah.
I just love the color, but I also love the smell of fall. When it's sunny and I think it's the leaves decaying. That's what someone told me once. It's actually like the leaves breaking down. Mm-hmm. They give off a really earthy, wonderful smell.
Yeah. You love the smell of murdered leaves. That's basically what you're saying here. What have you?